Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm going to be your host for today, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
All right, guys. We're peeling back the curtain on the confusing word that seems to be tossed around all the time by us. And sometimes I think it comes with a little bit of a lack of clarity, if you may. We talk about systems as one of the things that we teach through our coaching program. We talk a lot of emphasis with our Iron Circle about systems. I've got Zach here today. We want to break open what that means for you and your business. What are systems? When we talk about systems as part of one of the components of our accelerator, for example, we talk about systems, we talk about automation, we talk about lead generation. Lead generation, pretty understandable. Automation, that is a system, if you may. But when we talk systems, what do we mean by that? What does that mean for you as a gym owner? What does that mean when it comes to how your business runs and operates? We wanted to kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, dive into that so that you have a better understanding of what we mean by systems themselves. So in our coaching program, we specifically cover four areas of the business and the systems within. We start with delivery. We have ascension, conversion, and attraction. So if you think about that, delivery is how you actually serve the client, right? You actually facilitate your training and everything that goes along with that. So we'll get into that a little bit deeper, kind of some of the components of the delivery systems. Ascension, building out your value ladder. But how do you systemize ascending clients up into higher price programming so that they have an opportunity to get a greater result? Conversion systems, that's your sales process. What systems do you have in place that carry the weight of the sales for the business? And then marketing in your attraction systems. So why don't we just kind of go top down, start with delivery.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of break open what systems that we teach, what systems we speak to when we're talking about delivering the service, you know, of your facility, of your gym.
Yeah. And I like starting with delivery because I think it's the easiest one to understand, to get to resonate with gym owners especially, right? But in order to kind of explain it, I don't like thinking about gyms. I like
sure, yeah.
I like to equate it to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right. So that's always the analogy that I go anytime we're talking about a delivery system.
It's funny. I do the same thing.
I always like going to Starbucks. Yeah. Right. So if you think about a Starbucks, you can walk into any Starbucks, any street corner, anywhere in the world, and I can order a cup of coffee. I can taste that coffee, and I know just by the taste that is Starbucks coffee, right?
Like, and your specific order.
In my specific order, right? So what, like, how does that barista, right, make that coffee and have it taste the exact same way as a barista anywhere else in the world, right?
Yeah.
And if you put a cup of coffee in front of me that's Starbucks, and you put a cup of coffee in front of me that's Dunkin' Donuts, and I taste each one of them, I immediately know, okay, that's Dunkin', that's Starbucks.
Yep.
Right? So really what the delivery system is it's the brand. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's one of the most important things for a gym owner to understand is, and that's why I like starting with delivery system, is because your delivery system, your system that you have in place to deliver your service is your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what process is, like, if I go into a Starbucks, right, what process was involved in from the time I walk in to the time I get my coffee, like what took place?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a recipe, right?
We would hope. Right?
Obviously there's a process for making the coffee, but we dig a little bit deeper. What's the process for the cashier greeting me?
Yeah, there you go.
What's the process for, or the system that's in place for teaching that cashier to greet me, to operate the POS machine, to take my order, mm-hmm. to check me out, to what they're going to wear, their uniform,
yep.
right? Where do they get their uniform, right? What's their dress code that's in place, right? What process or system, there's like these little micro systems within the system. I call them processes, right? But like, what's the process for a cashier taking my order and then communicating to the barista, here's what I ordered and you need to start making it, right? And then where did the ingredients come from that barista is going to take? And where did the cups come from that they're going to use, right? How were they stacked on the counter in order for the barista to easily grab one, flip the cup over, put it in the machine, make my order, right? Set it there, write my name wrong, spell it wrong.
And phonically.
And then be like, hey, Zach, here's your order, right? Here's your non-fat soy latte, cappuccino, whatever, whatever. So when we think about that, right? And then we separate that and we parallel it to a training business. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a lot of things that go into your delivery system.
Yeah. Before you dive into like the specifics of it, let's just make the parallel. Right. So to Zach's point, more than just the cup of coffee, the way you were greeted, mm-hmm. the interaction, how do you know when it's done, when they call your name type of thing, right? Like all of those little things that happen all of those are equated to the client experience. Right.
They make up the delivery system
as a whole. So think about that for your gym and you'll draw the parallels. Yeah. But like when the client walks through your door, beyond the programming that's going to get them the result, mm-hmm. beyond the program and like the actual steps of the workout that they're doing, I want you to think about all of the other components. Like Zach was saying, there are components to delivering the actual programming that aren't just that, but that actually influence the experience as a whole. So from the second they walk through the door to the second that person leaves, every bit of that can be part of the system, should be part of that system, not just what drawer is the ingredients in, you know, to go make the coffee, right? It's not just what movement patterns am I taking this person through so that they get the result that I'm hoping that they get. You have to think about the color of the walls, the smell of the place, all of the things that go into the actual result that they're paying for in a way.
And the place that you should always start with your delivery system, right, is your brand identity or, you know, who you are and what you believe, right? So somebody's starting a business, right? I mean, you basically kind of think of, what's the solution that I'm offering, right? Mm-hmm. What's the problem that exists in the world or the market? And then what is my solution to that? Okay. So you have an idea, hey, I'm going to, you know, be a personal trainer. I'm going to do one-on-one. I'm going to do team training. I'm going to do semi-private, like whatever it is that your service is that you decide, okay, here's the solution, right? Well, then you need to kind of start with who am I? As a business, right? I mean, a lot of times it's just you when you're starting out, but who am I and what do I believe and what do I want to stand for?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
So what are my core values?
Yep.
Right? And then what are those core values? Like if I create core values, what are my core values? And then how do I teach my team those core values and get them to buy into those? What's our mission statement?
Yeah.
What's our vision? What's our brand promise?
Yeah. I'm
right.
Glad like you
our
mentioned
brand
that one. That's
guarantee,
one of my favorite, one of my
right?
Favorite.
Like if somebody's going to do business, what do I mean by brand promise? Like if somebody's going to do business with us, what's our guarantee or promise to them that they're going to get in our business, relationship, right? So once you establish all of that, right, and you know, okay, here's who we are and what we believe, right? Well, then we have to think about what's the client experience like you said, right? So you have to basically put yourself in a client's shoes and interact with your business in an unbiased way and break down every single minute detail, because all the small details make up the experience, right? So what are the paint on the walls? What's it like driving up to your business in the parking lot? Does your building look, you know, nice and fresh? And would it be somewhere, like if I was going to a doctor, right? Do I want to go to the doctor's office that's in the nice part of town, that's in a very modern contemporary building that looks really nice and is clean and fresh? Or am I going to feel comfortable pulling into a doctor's office that's like, you know, in a dilapidated place in town and the building's all broken down? And I'm like, I immediately associate quality with just that interaction, right? Without even knowing what, without even ever meeting the doctor, right? So think about those things. When you walk into your business, are you walking into a lobby? Do you have a lobby? Is there somebody at the front desk that's greeting you? Do they greet you the exact same way? If I call your business, does the person answer the phone at 8 a.m. the same as the person that answers the phone at 4 p.m., right? If I ask a question about training, do they answer it the same way? Like, all of these things are a system, right? Sir. But then, how you teach the team those things is also part of the system, right? And so what we're trying to do with systems is eliminate as much of the human element as possible.
Yeah, the variables,
right? Yeah. And so you create all of these processes that make up the system, and then the people follow those processes. And that's why I use a Starbucks as an example, because Starbucks is incredibly successful, right? And you know, when you walk into a Starbucks, exactly what the experience is going to look like, regardless of where you are in the world.
And I want to elaborate on that too, because you said, you know, using Starbucks is a perfect analogy, right? Starbucks does not make the best cup of coffee in the world.
Nope.
That would be, you know, arbitrary. McDonald's.
Some people might absolutely argue they do, but
everybody's got fans, sure. And I'm sure, you know, there are people that eat only McDonald's, but that, you know, like, far be it from me to give them the nod that they have the best hamburger in creation, right?
Sure.
But the reason McDonald's is one of the most well-known brands, well, they sell more hamburgers than anybody else in the world, is because of the systems that no matter what, they go back to every single time, because they duplicate and they replicate a similar result to the consumer time and time and time again. That consistency goes back to what you said with the brand promise. When you execute that level of consistency to a consumer and you fulfill your brand promise, it reconfirms their decision to buy from you. Therefore, the next time that they go to buy a burger, get a cup of coffee, they go back to the one that they know served them within accordance to the promise, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do with fitness. We're trying to take away, like you said, the variables or the human element. No, not to the point where it's sterile, right? We're doing business with people. They have personalities. But those people should operate with some guidelines and some structure, aka a system, that we know leads to a duplicatable, replicatable result.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's kind of the great tie to companies like Starbucks, because everybody can understand that, right? You walk into a Starbucks, like you explained, the barista, cashier gives that order to the barista goes to the same exact drawer, grabs the same ingredients, goes to the same exact fridge, grabs the same ingredients, puts all of that stuff together. So they're duplicating the result that they know you're looking for at the end of that experience.
Yeah.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And to touch on the point of it not being sterile,
yeah,
right? That's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish with a system in place. So like we told the story on this podcast before, but like when we created Semi-Private Pro, our training app, right? Mm-hmm. Which is our really like our tool for delivering the training. It's part of our delivery system. One thing that we noticed is like the coaches were busy running training sessions and keeping everybody in like the flow of the training session and instructing everybody. And we were like, man, they're really struggling to like keep up and the client engagement isn't as good as it could be. Let's systematize this so that the coaches have more time to build relationships and deliver that human element within a training session.
Without them having to grab a clipboard and make adjustments on the, you know, and do all that stuff.
So like, let's make our system so efficient that then we allow that human element to really kind of like flourish.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, you know, who you are, what you believe, then, you know, your staffing, your org chart, your core values, how you train your team, like all of those things are really important. And then the actual like training piece, like what do you deliver? What service do you offer? Right. And how do you deliver it? What's your system for that? And that's a huge area where gyms break down because a lot of times they let their coaches program.
Yep.
Right. Instead of owning that from the top down, how could you have a brand identity when you have a bunch of different coaches putting their own spin on what a client is getting in your gym? Then now that coach is the brand to that client 100%. Or those clients that they're working with.
Yep.
Brand identity. The whole point of creating a delivery system is so that when you serve somebody the coffee, they know it tastes like your brand, right?
Let's make that analogy. Let's tie that to Starbucks, right?
Well, that's what I mean.
You walk into a Starbucks and you get that cup of coffee, you don't attribute that cup of coffee to the one barista who made it.
Right.
You know that if that person's not there and somebody else is filling that seat, or you go to a different one across the country, world even, you're getting the same outcome because the system carries the weight.
Yes.
The person's, like you said, the person is implementing and following the system that guarantees a similar result at the end. And that's the perfect analogy right there, right? That's what we want our trainers to be, the barista of our business, where the brand owns the programming, they're facilitating the programming, but the emphasis on the relationship is with the brand top down, not the individual.
And they're following your system in place in order to create the thing, right? So, and then there's also, I know we've only talked about delivery systems so far. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. but there's also this holy trinity, if you will, that gym owners should think about when it comes to their delivery system.
Okay.
So, and I talk about this in the accelerator like course, the delivery system should be designed to benefit your clients and reward your clients. It should be like client journey, right?
Yeah.
And serve the clients. It should be built and designed to also reward and benefit your coaches, right? Like how easy is it for a coach to deliver for the clients, right? And then a piece that often gets overlooked is your delivery system designed to benefit you, the owner?
Yeah.
And serve you as the owner, right? And that's a very important question, because a lot of times your model in and of itself is not set up to serve you as the business owner. And it's like, well, why would you create a system that doesn't serve you when it's your business, right? And so there's these three kind of people or groups that we need to serve with our delivery system. So when you're creating it, we always have to keep that in mind, is how does this serve me, right? Like if you have large group training, and I know we, you know, hate large group training, but like, but like if you have large group training and you have to have, you know, 20 coaches part-time that come in and service one or two sessions a week and run this class. And it's like, you have to manage, that's part of your delivery system, is managing the people that run that system. So you have to have 20 people that you have to train and keep on payroll and replace and manage. And that doesn't serve you as the owner, right? So it's important to take a look at what you believe and what you stand for, what you do, and then how you do it. That's your delivery system.
Boom.
Okay.
That was great.
Okay. But well, hopefully, I know that was a really long, you know, description of a delivery system, but hopefully that just helps people better understand what goes into all of these systems and how important they are. Yeah. Right.
And you nailed it there. I mean, one of the terms I use with all of our coaching clients is intentionality, right? A lot of gym owners come to us and when they lay out their business, whether it be the decade in a day or the discovery call, like the first time that we're having the discussion on their business, and I start asking them questions on why, you know, they're doing something a certain way in their business, and I ask them why. And their only response is, well, that's just the way we do it. But there's no reason for why they do it that way.
Yes.
How do you know if that's good, bad, if that's the best of what you can do, if it's the worst of how you could be doing it? And I wanted to mention that because for me, one of the biggest values of having systems in place is that it creates us a baseline for measurement. Going back to, I think the last episode I was talking about, like we make decisions on the business based off of data. If you don't have data, if you're not looking at your numbers, if you don't know the success of the system in place, if you have no baseline for measurement, we have no way of increasing the effectiveness of that system. We don't know if it's actually benefiting maybe all three of those different groups, as you mentioned. And so it might not be the best of what you can be bringing to the table. But if you wing it, right, if you don't have a system in play and it's completely dependent upon the players doing it however they feel like doing it, you have absolutely no way of controlling that outcome consistently with a level of measurement and then be able to tweak that to increase the, you know, outcome for that client. And I think that's one reason why gym owners, I think, sometimes even avoid bringing systems into the business is because they don't even want to take the accountability to know where they're at. And it's systems really expose holes.
Well, and it's like the, you know, the old saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is now.
Yeah.
And it's when we get somebody in the accelerator program that doesn't have a gym, it's like, that's the easiest person to coach because they don't, it's just a blank slate. And it's like, you know, if you could go back in time to before you started your business and you were like, okay, what is the, you know, what's the best way to set this up? What's going to reward me? What's going to be the easiest to grow and scale and to run and all these things? Like if you had all that information starting out, man, it just makes your life so much easier. But then you just, you are doing the right thing, which is like hustling to run your gym and get your business to a certain point. Now there's a ceiling of how far you can go when you don't have all of those systems in place. But yeah, it's much harder for somebody then to say, okay, like, you know, I'm at whatever, 12 grand a month or 16 grand a month, I think is the average of training studios. So like I'm at 16, like, okay, now I have to really kind of reinvent my systems and my business if I want to get to 30K, right? Yeah. If I want to get to 80K, if I want to get to 100K to where, you know, Iron Circle gyms are or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just kind of a side point on that is like, it's much easier to start from scratch and have the playbook. It's harder to dive into these systems and be unbiased when you're assessing them because you kind of built whatever
system. They're emotionally tied to it.
Yeah. Kinda, whatever system existed, in the first place. Right. So, let's maybe talk about conversion system.
Let's give some examples.
We won't go into the other ones, but I think conversion is another one that's easy for people to understand. So conversion system, right? Like you have your attraction system, which is your marketing piece of it, right? How are you going to market? Well, once somebody responds to your marketing, that's when the conversion system takes over, right? So what system is in place for the moment somebody expresses interest in your business?
Oh, hand is raised. What do you define? We've captured that lead?
Yeah, you captured a lead, right? So like what happens? Well, for us at Legacy, like we have the CLA, right? So as soon as a new lead comes in, automation takes over. So that person, well, first I get a notification. So if I'm available, I can call that person within seconds, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What's amazing is when my phone rings and it's our website and it's like, hey, you have a new lead, press one to connect, and people answer their phone and I'm like, hey, this is Zach at Legacy Personal Training. And they're like, whoa,
what?
Yeah. That right there. So when we're thinking about client experience and their impression of us, immediately, like, and it's not, you know, you would kind of think, oh, maybe it seems pushy intrusive or whatever. Or yeah. Sure. They're like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, we're good at what we do.
We want to do business about our relationship. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They're associating that with quality. Right?
The way that we do this is the way we do everything.
Yes, exactly.
100%.
Exactly. So they, you know, rings my phone. If I'm not available, then within 5 minutes, they get a text message from me. They get a voicemail that's automated that just goes straight to their voicemail, says, hey, this is Zach at Legacy Personal Training. Sorry, I missed you, right? And automation is just nurturing them, email, text, voicemail on like a cadence. And the human element, so we really don't make a whole lot of phone calls. Mm-hmm. Like I don't make a whole lot of phone calls to people. If I don't catch them within the first 5 minutes, very rarely am I ever calling this person,
sure.
Right? And what's happening is automation is taking over. They're booking an appointment. As soon as they book an appointment, I get a notification. Then it sends a text message to them. Here's an intake form. Fill out this intake form, right? That's by design. What happens when you want to go to the doctor, right? You schedule an appointment and they email you an intake form and you do it beforehand, right? And all of those questions are psychologically designed to tell somebody, hey, this is a big deal. You're not coming in and looking at us. We're looking at you, whether you're going to be a good fit here or not,
yeah.
Right? What things are you struggling with? Hormone issues, like all of this stuff to make it seem more medical, right? So they go through that process. Then they get confirmation messages before they show up for their appointments. Then they come in, they walk through the front door, they, you know, fill out more paperwork. When they get here, they go on a tour, they do an in-body scan. Then I come in and meet with them. And it's all designed to look like mimic a doctor's appointment, yeah. Right? That's all mapped out. That's the conversion system. And then what steps I follow in a consultation, all mapped out, right? It's not like, hey, let's just wing it and figure out how to sell. Because as a director, gym owner, whatever, you got a million different things coming at you all day long that you're dealing with. Maybe you have a client that is pissed off at you. They want to cancel their membership. They're mad that they're in an annual contract and they can't be an adult. And so they're taking it out on you. And then within seconds, you hang up the phone and you have to greet somebody and be like, hey, come on in. We're the greatest gym in the world, right?
Yeah.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge? Like, what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
You cannot do that as a just human without having a system in place that is already basically signing this person up and getting them to say yes before you ever even sit down and have a conversation with them. And then you follow the steps. And most gyms think they close at 80%, right? I think I'm really good at sales. It's one of my better things. And I'm at like 76% all time.
Yeah.
Right. And it all gets tracked. And I know exactly, you know, the process. But then if somebody doesn't sign up, then what happens? Well, we trigger automation and it continues to nurture them and follow up. I'm not going to remember to follow up with somebody, right? Like,
because you got somebody else in front of you that you already moved on to.
Right. So automation is a big piece of that. Just like Semi-Private Pro is a big piece of our delivery system. They're tools, but there's this bigger, it fits into this bigger system of what is the entire process and experience look like for somebody to raise their hand, say, I'm interested in your business, and then become a member.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. So. And everything that you laid out there, I love, again, going back to intentionality, right? None of that was, let's wing this. None of it was, oh, well, now I've got him coming in. Let me be Zach and let me go in there and just, okay, well, Zach is now tied up and Brandy's got to do that consultation. Yeah. She goes to the system, not Brandy's set of skills, and she replicates the system that that we know to be true,
yeah,
that gives us roughly a 76% conversion out the door.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. And that goes back to the baseline that I was talking about, right? You know your numbers, you know that because it's a wash, rinse, repeat. When somebody's in the seat, when during that client journey, at every position throughout that client journey, the systems have hard conversion percentages. We know from leads to total books to total shows to convert it into something. That system gives us opportunity. That's not one system that, you know, one change impacts the whole thing. There's four different conversion opportunities right there that each of those little micro systems within or processes, like you said earlier, within that system that we can go adjust if we do see a decline in any of those conversion opportunities, right?
Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to bring that up is because quite often systems become too big of a task, right? Like, almost not having a system is like it's choosing a system of its own, and it's not a good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But once you have those systems in place, like the growth of the business becomes a lot easier because you're not trying to figure out where did we go wrong. You look at the conversion opportunities and you start to look at the math and you say, okay, well, this percentage is slipping. What affects this conversion opportunity? What can we address here? And let's just go, you know, dig down right into this process and make this position better.
Yeah.
To me, that as a business owner, looking at the ability to scale and grow, that right there is the easiest way of going about it. We don't have to just guess at what to go do to get to increase the effectiveness of our business. We look at the numbers and we have the answer given to us.
Yeah, 100%. And this would be a, you know, bigger conversation, but I think a lot of times that the not having a system thing is kind of like it gives us value. You know, like if
value or ego.
Well, okay. But like if I got hit by a car tomorrow, you know, and like died, you know, the gym would be fine. Right. Like I like to think of myself as a rock star, but
yeah,
but at the same time, like there's all these systems in place where somebody could easily step in and just take over and run the show. Right.
And I mean, let's be 100% honest. They might not be Zach. They might not have the skill set, but the idea here is we're trying to create a similar result.
Yeah.
Similar outcome in the process, the system. Because that's the emphasis and that's where the weight is. As long as somebody follows that system, that's what's getting us an approximate, you know, similar result from the numbers, right? It's not just the human element. So to your point, yeah, I mean, there might be a dip in that. But again, then we go back and we develop those skills within that and we should see a similar number on the on the outcome.
And the point of me bringing that up is as a gym owner, right? Like what I want you to do is not put value in being the guy, right? Who always has to do everything. I want you to be the guy that gets value out of creating the systems, right? So just shift your focus a little bit. Yeah. If you're like, you know, hey, I love the hustle of it. I love being caught up in that. Well, cool. But just redirect that towards creating systems so that when you get to a point where you don't necessarily want to do that anymore, you can easily bring somebody into that role and they can be the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a true ascension of a business owner.
Yeah.
Right. I've mentioned it a number of times in the podcast, but it's top level, top thought for me is when we were working with Mike McAllitz the first time, the first thing out of his mouth was the second you became a business owner, your job became job creation, not fulfillment.
Great.
And the problem with gym owners, just business owners in general, people in general is, you know, we want something to happen in our business. We instantly go to how do I make that happen? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do to bring that to life? As opposed to who is the right person on my team or what is the right software that I need or what is the system that I should be instilling in my business to make that outcome a reality rather than how does it happen with my effort, my knowledge, you know, the work being on my plate. And I think that, I mean, I know it to be true. I've talked to 10, 15, 20, 30 year gym owners that have built themselves so deep into the business that they don't have a business. They are the business.
Yeah.
That is the worst position to be in. You want to talk about something that's not sellable? Build that business. If you're the guy, you absolutely have nothing to sell. You know what I mean? And so the systems are the path to creating a standalone business, to creating repeatable outcomes for your clients, yourself, your team. Systems should be carrying the weight of the business. And it's almost a who, not a how, you know,
yeah,
type of mentality. And it does come with a mental, you know, like a mindset shift. You have to put yourself, like you said, kind of realign that hustle instead of just being the one that's, you know, collecting coffee for all those closes yourself. Create the system that allows almost anybody to sit in that seat and collect coffee. That is a way more dangerous individual.
Yeah. And I mean, for the accelerator, you do these discovery calls and you talk to guys, and there are some of them that are like, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy being the guy in my business. And we're like, okay, well, you're not a good fit for us right now. But I would also urge that person to start taking some action now while it's easier. It's
100%.
Yeah. Right. Versus build the business around yourself. And then when your perspective does change and you want something that, you know, you want to be able to take a vacation, you have, you know, a wife and kids, and you want to not, you know, you want to be able to go to football games or dance or whatever. It's like, you have that ability then at that time. Right. So have some foresight, and think about it that way. But yeah, I mean, it's not an easy thing, guys, we try to make it as easy as possible to help people systematically and methodically. There's a system of us teaching the systems of implementing these things into your business, right? But nobody's going to lie to you and tell you that it's not work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right? I mean, one of the things that we've, again, another bonus that we've threw into the accelerator is our SOP in a day course, right? What we realize is, hell, I don't care how long you've owned your gym. If you haven't stopped and created standard operating procedures for as simple as how we answer the phone or how we do any component of the business,
yeah,
the SOP guide is the business, right? That is the brand that your identity is tied to, is the implementation of those systems. So again, how do we make that a little bit easier? We're showing you how to go create SOPs, you know, for yourself and your business. Man, I think,
yeah,
I think we nailed it when it comes to, I think we highlighted kind of what systems are. We gave some pretty good examples of, you know, what those systems are in our business here, Legacy, how we help gym owners with creation of those, both identifying and creating. Because another thing is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And when you're when you're in the weeds and you're doing it every day, it's hard to see what systems what am I lacking? What do I need? And guys, that's the reason that we jump on a discovery call. That I'm going to help you identify areas that we can take some of the stuff that's on your plate, some of that work, and bring it into a system, a staffing structure. And it might not happen today, but we're going to give you the road plan, the road guide, the road plan,
roadmap,
roadmap. Wow. that's the word I was going for, to make that happen when you are in a position to cross that bridge, you know, bring on the next hire. What are their roles and responsibilities? Things like that. So if you want help, winninggym.com/call. Jump on a call with me. Again, we'll dive into your systems. The reason that we have our coaching program, full disclosure, full transparency. When we pulled Tim out of the seat, when Tim was, you know, full-time now working ProFit, helping other gyms, the systems that allowed him to focus on this side of the business as opposed to the gym is the systems that we've put into the coaching program. This is what we teach, because this is the stuff that has allowed him to continue to grow the revenue without it happening on his shoulders. The staffing structure, the systems in place that allow him to have a standalone business aside from, you know, it being him 100%. So why, again, we don't have to go figure out all of these new systems for you. We have those systems in place. We've identified the ones that make impact. And that's exactly what we coached you in our accelerator. So let's, if you want, book that call. I think that's all we got for you today. So keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next episode.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.